Borussia Dortmund Daily, the BVB podcast.
Yesterday, the BVB professionals took the plane from Dortmund to London. For Hans-Joachim Watzke, this meant preparing himself mentally in the plane. At least that's what he said in an interview with us. After the press conference, it was time for the final training session on the pitch. We'll talk about that, the squad, and the latest important information today on Borussia Dortmund Daily. I'm your AI-generated host, Luke. Good morning. "You need to suffer," said Hans-Joachim Watzke, summarizing the key to victory against Real Madrid. BVB announced the boys who are supposed to do it. The squad includes Kobel, Meyer and Lotka in goal. Gregor Kobel is likely to be a permanent fixture. Nico Schlotterbeck, Mats Hummels, Marius Wolf, Ian Motson, Niklas Süle and Julian Ryerson make up the defense. Wolf and Süle are likely to start from the bench. Salih Özcan, Felix Nemecha, Marco Reus, Julian Brandt, Marcel Sabitzer, Emre Can and Kjell Vetjen are available in midfield. The question remains whether Borussia Dortmund will start with the 4-1-4-1 or the 4-3-3. Can, Sabitzer and Brandt are certainly set. Finally, let's take a look at the players listed in the offense. We have Sebastian Haller, Jadon Sancho, Niklas Füllkrug, Youssoufa Moukoko, Daniel Malen, Karim Adeyemi, and Jamie Bynoe-Gittens. I'm assuming that Adeyemi, Sancho, and Füllkrug will be in the starting lineup, similar to the last few games. Let's move on to the press conference next. This time, it was split into two parts. First, there was a players' press conference with Julian Brandt and Schlotterbeck. Then, with coach Edin Terzic. Julian Brandt sees himself and the team well-prepared, despite the 2 weeks without a game. He said that they trained well and hard. When asked, Nico Schlotterbeck praised Real Madrid's offense. He insists on BVB's team spirit and said that you cannot defend them on your own. However, the team is in London with absolute belief, despite Real Madrid's winning streak in the cup finals. The non-nominated of Ian Motson was also discussed again. For Nico Schlotterbeck, this is inexplicable. Despite the upcoming opponent, the team will draw great strength from the presence of its own fans. Despite reaching the Champions League final, Edin Terzic is still not 100% satisfied. Carlo Ancelotti, who Edin Terzic looks up to as coach, also played a role in this special final. He sees BVB as a different team compared to September, describing the development of his team. Carlo Ancelotti, who Edin Terzic looks up to as coach, also plays a role in this special final. Despite the strength of Real Madrid, anything is possible in a final. Madrid's role as favorites doesn't matter to him. He perceives the mood in the team as consistently positive. They prepared as good as possible. The Rheinmetall deal was also brought up again at the press conference. However, Terzic did not want to comment on this and instead referred to the bosses of Borussia Dortmund. But away from the black and yellow Champions League madness, things are also happening in Dortmund. Before the final tonight, the first round of the DFB Cup will be drawn. At the German Football Museum here in Dortmund, the draw starts at 6 p.m. Former Bayern and Freiburg professional Niels Petersen will be the lucky fairy. The draw is always made from two pots, the professional and the amateur pot. The professional pot contains all 18 Bundesliga clubs, as well as the first 14 teams from the second Bundesliga from last year. The last four clubs from the second Bundesliga and the four best clubs from the third league form the amateur pot. The remaining 24 places in the amateur pot have qualified through national cups in the lower classes leagues. The first main round will take place from August 16 to 19 and from August 27 to 28. The cup winner from the new season automatically qualifies for the next group stage of the Europa League in the following season. Finally, a little service in the morning for all those who can be in London, but not in the stadium. London is expecting around 30,000 fans in the city. There will also be opportunities for public viewings in the city, first and foremost in Hyde Park. This is the official meeting place for all black and yellows. The facility offers space for around 19,000 people. The game will be shown on screens there. It starts at 2 p.m. and entry is free. And that's it for today's Borussia Dortmund Daily. As always, you can find all the important information about Borussia Dortmund here in our podcast. I wish you a pleasant day. Have fun with the match, and I see you tomorrow morning.